Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
How is everybody out there today? And I am Jeannie. I'm not Kim. I'm going to try to hold down the fort for her today while she's on a much-needed little vacation. So if you are just tuning in, you are listening to KKZZ 1400, and we'd love you to just stay tuned, and you can call in with your questions at 1-805-639-0008. Love to hear from you, and if you don't want to be on the show, just give your question to Andy. He's on our board here, and he'll be glad to take any questions. And I think we're going to have
a... We can do it on Facebook, too, Jeannie.
Yes, we can. Do it on Facebook. You can tune in on... tune in radio on your smartphones or iPhone?
Exactly. I listen all the time on tune in radio on my Android, so it works awesome.
Okay.
Keep in touch. That's a great way to stay in touch with your station, even if the station's not a... not on the dial where you're at, so it's a great way to do it.
Perfect. And if you just want to listen to off through your computer, you can do that too, the KimPagano.com. And if you miss us this morning, you just got to run. The show will repeat today at 1 o'clock until 2. Okay, so David is our real estate expert today, and he's going to be giving us some...
I think it's every day.
He's going to be giving
right,
us...
Right, Andy?
Absolutely.
Yes. He's going to be giving us some real estate tips, what we need to know for the month of December, and we've got some great guests coming on.
Some awesome guests coming on.
Oh, one of them is Dr. David Katz. He's going to be telling us about how to talk to your kids about their weight. Now, that's
important, and it has a lot to do with a lot of different things, a lot of psychology involved in the way we act around our kids and how we discipline them, I think. So
that's
Dr. Katz. You're going to have your work
I have a few questions for him already. Yeah, that's and it's also a touchy subject, so we're going to see where that goes.
It is, yeah.
And then for anybody out there that's, I don't want to say my age, but I guess it really doesn't matter, but I'm getting up there and open enrollment for Medicare. Dr. David Krakauer. Krakauer is going to be talking to us today, and he's going to be talking about the deadline for open enrollment for Medicare is December 7th, and any questions you might have, should you have it, shouldn't you have it, what type of insurance you need.
Am I going to have it when I get to that age? All these questions and more.
Well, we're going to find out the age now. We don't know. So
I don't think I'm going to have any when I get to that age. My goodness.
Who knows what it's going to be then, right?
Yeah, exactly. Who knows?
We have no clue. So, David, tell us, should we go holiday shopping? Should we be shopping for a house? Should we be doing both? What's the market like right now for December?
The real estate market right now is really up to the individual. It really is. It's a lot of people call me and ask me, David, is it the time to buy a home right now? Is it the time to buy my first home or an investment property or what should I do?
Are there good loans out there right now?
Exactly. And all I really answer to these people that call me and ask me the same question you're giving me, Jeannie, pretty much. Mm-hmm. I pretty much tell them, buy when you can. Buy when you're qualified. Buy when you're comfortable. Buy when the property is available. It's really up to the individual. If you're able to purchase, you get qualified, you're okay with a payment, it feels comfortable to your pocketbook, and there's a property you like, then buy. Whether it's your first home, whether it's an investment property, if the investment property makes sense and you're positive every month, why wouldn't it be a good investment? The stock market every few days gets hit big,
That's
especially
true.
In the past few months. There's it's a great investment opportunity right now. So you really just need to buy when you're ready.
So maybe you need some, make sure you get some advice on whether you can afford it or what you, like if there's loans out there, if you can make that loan payment.
What I always say about that is a lot of people, Jeannie, they always pre-qualify themselves.
Uh-oh.
Instead of going to a professional.
Yeah.
You know, and they're saying, no, I don't qualify because of this, this, that, or the other. Are you a loan mortgage expert? Mm-hmm. Obviously not. You're not in the field. You don't do it daily. And you talked about Jeff, another guy in the Valley the other day. That's mm-hmm. a great lender. Mm-hmm. I work with another guy similar. They're great lenders mm-hmm. that are creative.
So they can call you. What's your number, David? How can they get a hold of you?
They can call me at the office at 805-201-2820, mm-hmm. 805-201-2820. I'll get them in touch with the great lender that's very, very creative, thinks outside the box. By creative, I mean if he sees your deal
mm-hmm.
and he's looking at it, he'll think, well, why can't we do it this way? We can just structure it a tiny bit differently this way.
Good.
And do it that way. And now you'll be qualified, and now you have to come in with less down payment. Mm-hmm. Or, yes, the property you want to acquire is a great investment property. You're positive every month. We can't qualify you this way, but we can do it this other way. How does that sound? So there's always different ways of doing it, and I really don't want you guys that are listening, don't pre-qualify yourself. Don't come to the assumption that you don't qualify to purchase your first-time property, your investment property, you know, an apartment complex, a commercial building. Don't do it. You're not doing that.
It seems like this guy also would give him some advice, kind of look at their expenses and maybe help them out and say, well, this is what you can afford.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of when you sit down with a good lender,
mm-hmm.
you come up with an entire game plan
really
for now and the future. And if you're not ready to go and you're not ready to purchase right now, you're going to get in. You're going to get great advice. You're going to create a plan on paper to make sure you're set in the near future. So it really is. And you're saying, well, should we go holiday shopping? Should we go house shopping? Should we go car shopping? I don't know. It's really up to the individual. Personally, I'd rather go house shopping than holiday shopping or car shopping. You drive off the lot, and your car's worth $10,000 or $15,000 less.
Well,
you're driving a beautiful car, but yet your pocketbook is suffering. Your bank account's suffering.
That's
holiday
true,
shopping, yeah. I heard something. I was just telling you mm-hmm. off the air, Jeannie, the comment I heard yesterday on another show. And he's saying, I can't remember, this radio host was saying, I can't remember any real significant gift that I've given or that I've received for many years. I don't really recall. And we always,
oh my gosh,
we tend to show our love, or at least I do sometimes, mm-hmm. to other family members by buying beautiful, expensive mm-hmm. gifts. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's probably not that. It's probably something, giving something more memorable, like you said, Jeannie, maybe mm-hmm. a box of chocolates and some movie passes and a hug. You know,
yeah.
Really,
well, you try, especially for kids. You know, I always hate just to give them money. That really bothers me because I feel like there's no thought process in it, you know?
Yeah.
And, or maybe if it's the time of whether I give them a blanket and maybe some spending money, you know? I think for teenagers, it's a little hard. But so far, I've batted 1,000. I think I remember every year pretty much what I get them. So
I don't really recall, and that's a bad thing, I guess. But
well, it's good advice not to go way out there
exactly.
and go too expensive.
It really is.
Good. And then one other thing about the house I would like you to tell people, get them some confidence. There's so many people out there that are still paying rent, and they think, well, I'm only paying $950 or $1,000 a month. I don't think I can buy a house. But is that true?
Well, I don't know where they're living for $1,000 a month, first of all.
Well,
they
okay,
might be out in the desert.
Make that $2,500.
No, you figure a couple grand for something decent, you know, mm-hmm. in the Ventura County areas. And it's really, for a couple grand, you can be buying a $300,000 home. Mm-hmm. And you can buy a 3-bedroom, 2-bath
really?
Home in Simi Valley and Camarillo and Ventura and Oxnard for roughly around $300,000. Nothing spectacular, but nothing horrible. Something that's really livable. And you're no longer going to be renting and throwing the money away every month. You're going to actually have a tax write-off at the end of the year of all
gosh.
The interest you paid on this property. And you might be able to even get some money back from Uncle Sam. Ain't that a darn thing?
Well, that is so good. Well, that's really important. So if you're listening out there, take that advice. Give David a call. One more time, your number, David?
It's 201-2820. There's nothing there. All that number's for is for you to call and maybe get some advice or ask a question or two or whatnot. That's all it's really for. That's what we're on here for. I want people to know that don't pre-qualify yourself. You probably can qualify. There's one way or another to get it done. Just get it. Just do it, pretty much.
Well, that's great advice. Well, do we have our first guest?
Yes, we do. They're on the line now.
Great. Dr. David Katz, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Let's go for it.
Okay. And welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. This is actually Sarah Stone.
Okay, Sarah.
We're a bit confused this morning, Sarah.
Look at where I'm Jeannie. I'm not really Kim, so there you go.
I know.
Now, I know you probably heard my comment about giving candy and giving, along with movie tickets. I'm like, well, maybe you may not go for the candy. but can you give us some advice about your advising your children that are overweight? How do you go about that?
Well, I think it's really important to start this conversation of why it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard all in the news this week that a child was removed from their home because of their weight.
I heard that.
So that's an issue. 2 weeks ago, studies came out of Yale University that overweight kids are the number one target for being bullied in school. Mm-hmm. Bullicide is more and more a part of our national conversation. And our current generation is expected to live shorter lives and be in poorer health than their parents.
Oh.
First time in U.S. history.
That's terrible.
We really have an epidemic on our hands. So it's certainly, your worth is not determined by a scale, as we all know, but your quality of life in times can be. So I know a study also came out that most of us don't see our overweight kids as overweight, but we need to get our head out of the clouds here.
Oh, yeah, there. Because...
That's huge, especially in different cultures.
Yes,
I know the Hispanic culture, we teach our kids to finish everything on their plate, and a lot of the times come for seconds. It's really, you know, the way of doing that. I guess you're exactly correct, Dr. Susan.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, as we just... had Thanksgiving weekend, and you know, the problem today is Thanksgiving, that abundant meal, isn't left for once or twice a year anymore. It's every day, and we're not really working for our food, so we're consuming all these calories, and yet we're not really burning them out, if that makes sense. Unlike our forefathers that really had to work to put food on the table.
Well, that's another question too, isn't it? The food just isn't put on the table anymore. It's very convenient. You can drive on any corner and there's 2, 3, 4 fast foods. And I mean, why would a mom cook breakfast when they can just drive by McDonald's and they can eat it while waiting in traffic to get their kids to school?
That's
our world.
That is our world, but our world is killing us. And
that's right.
That's the point that we need to get back to, is we've become so plugged in. You know, we don't have a free minute, and we're multitasking all the time, and we're so busy, and we've really become disconnected from ourselves. And why driving through the fast food? Because it saves time. Every day we do that, we are increasing the likelihood our child will have diabetes, stroke, cancer, heart disease. We control 80% of our medical destiny by how we choose to use our forks and our feet. And so whereas it might be you know, more convenient, none of us have time to go to the grocery store or cook meals together. First of all, a family that cooks together has a healthier relationship overall. Kids have better self-esteem by participating in the kitchen. But by going through the drive-through, by making those processed food choices, we're kind of damning our kids to a shorter life and a poor quality of life.
So what you're saying, in essence, is that we have to look to ourselves as the parents and the guide or the teacher, exactly where we are heading for our children. I mean, if we promote going through the fast food, then of course our children are going to eat what we feed them.
Right. Well, it's what you know. And, you know, there are scientists in these fast food restaurants that spend a lot of time making this stuff super hyper palatable and delicious and really bad for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we, as we go through the drive-thru, and it's part of our life, but it should be kind of an every now and then occasion, a treat. But, I mean, you might as well hand your kid a cigarette and the Jack Daniels, too. That we're really talking about serious stuff. And actually, CDC just came out with some reports that the lack of exercise we do and the food we eat, that is more likely to damage and kill our children than cigarette smoke, not using seatbelts, illicit drug use, and alcohol combined.
Wow.
And yet we're not talking to our kids about making better choices.
Especially the food, because that is something we all have to do. We all eat to survive.
I eat sometimes. I don't know. That's sometimes the problem a lot of the times. And sometimes I ask myself, doctor, is it really what we're trying to instill in our children's minds and try to program their mind into their brains to eat better, to live healthier, to exercise? But a lot of the times I look at myself and I'm driving through the drive-thru at the nearest coffee place to pick mm-hmm. up this frap, this, that, the other thing mm-hmm. with the caramel and whipped cream and whatnot. And and I'm like, well, I'm saying one thing and doing another.
Exactly.
So it's really tough. What can we really do with that? How do we handle that when that coffee at Starbucks is calling our name?
I know. The pot calling the kettle black is a tough one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It really is.
But we've got to do it. And I think that's really what we come back to, is how we value ourselves in our society. And when we make those choices, they're convenient and they're tasty, but they're killing us. And I think we just need to keep coming back to that. If a caveman didn't eat it, we probably shouldn't either. And really, we need to reconnect as a society to ourselves, what we put in our bodies, what damage that's doing to us, to our kids, to our society. Right now, predictions are showing that in less than 20 years, more than half of Americans will be obese. Not only is that kind of a problem for the individual, but think about days lost at work because of illnesses, productivity. It's the number one disqualifier for military service right now is obesity. What it's going to do to our medical, our healthcare system. This affects us all, and we really kind of need to get our head out of the sands here of what making that choice does.
Well,
what?
We do, and you know, also if you think about it, the fast food is really here to stay. It's our whole world has changed. It's not like it was when I was a child, and we did do a lot of eating at home. And also when I raised my son, we had a lot of food at home, simply because we couldn't afford to go out. But I'm also thinking, because the fast food is here, there are ways, right, that you can make healthy choices. Because I know myself, I'll go and get a sandwich, a chicken sandwich, but I throw away the bread. I ask for it lettuce wrapped, which many, many places do now. You know, right at the, you can have protein style at one place, another one's just tell them when it lettuce wrap. Even McDonald's would do it for you.
Right. Well, fast food is here to stay, but I think there's something really important to remember. The fast food that you ate as a child, even at the same restaurants you're taking your children to, it's very different. The food is more processed. It's not the same cheeseburger you had. Now, of course, there are better choices, and what we do at Mindstream Academy is we take our kids. Fast food restaurants are a part of our life. Grabbing something in a convenience store on a family road trip, that's a part of life, but it really is making those better choices mm-hmm. within your confines. So, yes, you're doing something right. Get the grilled chicken. Just remember that chicken is hyper-processed, and it's not
the best
chicken.
Yes. Talking about Mindstream Academy, Susan,
yes.
right?
Yes, we're a health and wellness boarding school for middle school and high school students who want to get fit, oftentimes lose weight, really gain control over their medical destiny, all while pursuing a personal passion. So we really, our kids want to make changes, their parents want to make changes, but how do you start? Where's that first step? And in some cases, particularly those kids that have really had a hard time in school with bullying and poor self-esteem, come to us and we give them the skills so that they know how to make better choices at the grocery store, learn how to cook healthier meals, but still enjoy the traditional foods that they're used to, just in a healthier version, as well as enjoy fitness and really get into moving and making all this stuff a part of our daily lives.
Wow,
I think they're in the
really
perfect
great.
Niche, GD.
I think
that's
so
a great
too.
Niche that,
how do they get a hold of you if they want to find out more information?
I think the best way would be our website, which is www.mindstreamacademy.com.
Great.
And we also have a ton of tips and recipes and activities to do as a family for people to kind of get a head start on their new healthy lifestyle.
So the programs you guys have, Susan, is it also, do you guys have a program specifically for parents, or just the children, or is there, you know, a program where both can go together, or how do you guys handle that aspect? Because I think we both need to be trained.
That's
as
right.
The parents and mm-hmm. the children, like you said earlier.
Absolutely. So our program is designed for children, but our family component is a huge part of our program. We insist that the families participate to learn how to cook better, to do family counseling sessions. We do workshops 2 times every semester so that the families really learn what their kids are doing.
Oh, that's great.
Gardening and working out. We have a long-time aftercare program, and we've partnered 4 retreats with another adult spa in this area, Hilton Head Health Institute, who was recently featured on Heavy on A&E, and working together during the summer where the parents are going for their own individualized program.
Well, can you tell us real quick, just shortly, I don't want to take too much of your time. I know you're busy, but real quick, I kind of want the listeners to hear an example of maybe somebody that came to you with their children and what their main issue was and how you guys helped them overcome that, or what the end result was. Mm-hmm. You know, I know it's we learn and we continue to learn daily, but what are some of the benefits that child and the parents got out of a program such as the Mindstream Academy?
Okay, well, we really could be here all day. I have
so
many great stories.
You're so good.
Simple, quick.
But one that comes to mind that's most recent is we had a young man who came to us last semester. Literally, this was his last hope. He was suicidal. He wanted to change, didn't know how. You can't imagine the pain his parents were in, that they just didn't know what to do. They have this child who keeps saying he wants to kill himself, and we're really past the point of despair. And through a series of events, they reached out to us. Actually, someone who works on our staff was the season 10 winner of The Biggest Loser, and he was from Mississippi, and this young man was from Mississippi. So the mom emailed Patrick House, who won The Biggest Loser, and he said, oh, you know, we've got the school. So this young man shows up on campus with his head down, severely overweight, and just had pretty much no hope. He was mm-hmm. so despondent.
But he came. He was there.
he came, mm-hmm. and he had a realization that he knew it was going to be hard.
Sure.
He knew that it was going to hurt sometimes, but he had to push through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty amazing acknowledgement for a young man.
Yes.
So we'll fast forward to this weekend. He has lost over 110 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
He just ran his first 10K over Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, wow.
He is an ambassador for health and wellness. We've actually nominated him to be a torch runner. He's such a runner now, mm-hmm. a torch runner for next year's Olympics. Now, I'm not hopeful that that'll happen, but this young man, I believe he's on our website, seeing the person who arrived, and that the fire in his eyes now, you know, the weight's great. He needed to lose it. He's healthier, but it's more the way he feels about himself.
Sure.
And that he knows he can take on the world, and really wants to encourage others who are where he was a year ago.
If he could just reach just one child that will tell 10 more, it's,
wow.
You know,
the power
because
of motivation and inspuration. I think Mindstream Academy is really doing it.
Oh,
really,
it is.
You guys.
All of
awesome.
Our kids, all of our kids just want to grab everyone else's hands who've ever been bullied, who've ever felt that they weren't worth it, and show them that, you know, the possibilities are endless and they mm-hmm. can reach their fullest potential. And that's a pretty amazing thing to see.
So what advice can you give us? Is there something we can just tell, like some people just can't go to that where you're at, or maybe they themselves are healthy and they eat healthy, but yet they still have the child that's outside the house and they're not eating healthy because of all the other influences with the children, and their children are overweight. How do they approach that?
Well, I think everything is step by step.
Okay.
So there's something that you can do today, and perhaps it's as you're all watching your favorite TV show during the commercials, have an activity burst during mm-hmm. commercial time.
Oh, good idea.
Talk to your child, you know, and not finger-pointing, not saying, hey, this is wrong with you, but is there anything you want to talk about? I've noticed that you've been struggling in school, or I've noticed that you seem down, or, you know, let's really talk about the importance of healthy eating. You can't control your child once they leave your sight. You all know this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can really instill the value of taking care of yourself and reminding your child that they are the most important thing in the world and how they care for themselves.
And how much you love
them. Yeah, truly impacts us all.
Oh,
so it's really,
advice.
You know, to take care of themselves is to take care of all of us. And think of fun things to do. Maybe you're doing a 5K Friday every week, or there are certain family incentives of who gets the remote control, or make a point, even on one day a week, to get in the kitchen together and do something, have some fun cooking exercise.
Wow.
But it's step by step. If you try to kind of wholesale change your life overnight, it's not sustainable.
That's true.
So just work into it. But
one step at a time, and be a good influence. You've given us so much to tell people and everybody that's listening today, just to remind them they can find more information if they go to mindstreamacademy.com. And this was just so great talking to you today. We really appreciate you taking the time, and just really, this is such an important message for people and our young people to find out about. So I thank you so much for joining our show. And I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too. You mm-hmm. too. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Well, and with that, I think we need to take a break. And if you are listening, just before we go, remember you're at KKZZ 1400. And if you want to give us a call, we'd love to hear some of your questions at 805-639-0008. And we'll be right back.
What's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to invite you to listen to my show, The Kim Pagano Show.
Join us weekday mornings at 8 to listen to The Kim Pagano Show. Kim talks about everything from beauty and health to giving you tips and tricks for living a beautiful and passionate lifestyle. We interview experts from an array of industries and talk about their personal journeys about marriage, finances, kids, recipes, fitness, and everything in between, adding value every day in every way. Kim's a hair therapist and a mother of four, and so much more. You can tune in. Call in. Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 9 a.m. and again in the afternoons from 3 to 4 p.m. Get your daily dose of Kim on The Kim Pagano Show, right here on AM 1400 KKZZ.
Dancing up a storm over here.
I know. Don't
Jeannie
tell.
Jeannie had Andy on the on the counter here.
Oh my God! Don't tell Kim.
It was all for charity.
There was dollars flying all over the place. If you know what I mean.
I'm telling you. So if you guys are just tuning in, just remember you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're on KKZZ 1400. And if you got a question, we'd love to hear from you. You do not have to be on the air. You can just give Andy the question or
send it on
please.
Facebook.
Yes. Do that too.
The Kim Pagano Show, right, Andy, on Facebook?
Yep, you'll find us on there.
And if you want to call in, it's 805-639-0008.
I'm waiting for your call.
Uh-huh. Wow. So that last guest, I'm already still thinking, you know, of all the parents that have children today. In fact, David, you have a child. How old is your child?
He's actually 13 months, and I'm already thinking, how am I going to train him not to be like I?
Don't go to Starbucks and get those frappuccinos.
It's tough. Every morning, I didn't drink coffee before, and Susan Stone was saying that they have scientists and doctors that all they do is study what they can put in those drinks, in that food that makes us to
get you addicted to it, all that extra sugar and processed stuff that your body doesn't need.
Oh, it's so good.
But you get such a wonderful kick that you crave it more.
Well, I think that's the key word right there is sugar. Mm. I read a book on that, and they said it's like it's definitely a drug. It is addictive, and when you have sugar, you feel that high for a second, you know, maybe a minute, but then you come down so fast, you got to get more sugar. It's really, really a bad way to kind of gear your life.
A lot of things now, you know, 50% of things have sugar in it. Oh. You know, and you can't
Everything.
Even taste it a lot of times. You can't even taste it, and it's really scary.
I don't blame America for my bad diet. I know that's all my problem. I did grow up
Pizza?
In England. And I wouldn't say that I had a particularly healthier lifestyle than average, but, you know, we didn't have a lot of money. We weren't broke, but we didn't have a lot of money. So I went without a lot of fast food, and mm-hmm. I went without a lot of coffee and a lot of soda.
Exactly.
And when I came over to America, I ordered this bucket-sized coffee.
Uh-huh.
And I remember when I first came
over
here.
With cream and sugar?
Oh, absolutely. All the trimmings. And I would drink this bucket of coffee, and my whole body would tingle. And I don't get that tingle anymore, but I'm still thinking, well, I still want that bucket of coffee. Maybe I'll take two of them now to try relive that kick.
Talking about that tingle and that kick, my mother-in-law, who is 89, she is in great shape and still drives. She does everything. I mean, she's amazing. And I can tell you, she will have coffee, but she'll tell you, I only want it for the speed. And I'm going, whoa, because you don't even drink coffee. She goes, I know, but I need the energy. And she'll have it like if she has to stay up late that night or say she's going to go, she'll resand her deck still, if you can believe that. And because of that, she feels she needs a little energy. So she has straight black coffee. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Now she knows. She's from that generation that realizes that coffee is exactly what coffee is.
It's a shot of nitro.
Yeah, well, I mean, you definitely get kind of speedy from it. You get energy and a buzz, I guess some people say.
I think we all can learn something, you know, a thing or two for the Mindstream Academy. You know, I want to thank them for coming mm-hmm. on air here in the Kim Pagano Show. And I think more than anything, it's inspiration for me.
Yes.
You know, I have a saying that a lot of people go to motivational seminars, motivational events.
We do.
And we're motivated for 20, 30 minutes a day, 2 days, 3 days, and then we're done.
Well, you have to keep that motivation up.
The problem is that motivation only lasts for 20 minutes and inspirational lasts a lifetime.
That's right.
And what they're doing there is inspiring mm-hmm. these kids, these families to live their new lives completely different
That's right.
and stay inspired for the rest of their lives and inspire other people mm-hmm. around them and inspire other kids that need their help there and that were in this that are in the same situation that they might have been in before.
So you learned today that since your child is 13 months that you are not going to go to Starbucks so much and you're not going to get him into fast food, right? I mean, it just if I could do it all over again, although I didn't have that problem with our son.
It's just so easy to drive through that drive-thru and grab.
Well, I was actually appalled when I saw my aunt do that one time. I thought, you're doing what? She said, oh, well, there's a place that was McDonald's. I have breakfast. And I said, well, why don't you just scramble an egg here?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that was so foreign. And to her, it was, oh, no, it's new. Let's go try it. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know. And here's the world today, exactly what we're doing. It's, you know, get the egg to go. And I really think it's important. So you've learned that you need family time and you make that time and more exercise programs instead of watching TV, I think.
I've been the past year and a half since we knew my son was going to be born, I've been changing a lot of habits and
good
trying to do better, trying to work out more, trying to
well,
eat
you
a
look
little
good.
Better, drinking a lot more water. Thank
yes.
you. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to do a lot of different things because I know if he sees me doing these things, he's probably going to end up doing them also.
You're his idol.
So it really is, mm-hmm. you know, something that I'm learning. It's day to day. I'm changing daily.
You're retraining yourself.
I really am.
And it is something you have to train. You know, weight is something we all have to retrain ourselves every day. I mean, all of us like to eat. All of us like some junk food
eat.
Now and then.
Oh.
But you also know you feel horrible, not mentally, but physically. After you're just so darn bloated, it's like, God, what did I eat that stuff for? You know, so I don't know. It's a lifestyle, and I really
we have the guilt trip right after we do that.
You know, yeah,
a huge meal. Why did I?
Well, I don't know.
Eat it.
I don't think Andy does. He doesn't look like he has a guilt trip.
Well, I have such a hard time leaving food on the plate, and you touched on it earlier, and that you, growing up, you don't waste food.
Yep. That's right.
Because I know we didn't always have huge amount of food. And I know when I first came over to America, there was times I went a long stretch without any sort of work at all. And it was ramen noodle and oatmeal, like three, four times a day for several months.
I know about those meals, yeah.
And so when I get a big plate of food, I'm like, I'm going to eat every scrap on here. I'm gonna go get a loaf of bread and mop up all of this juice from these baked beans. Nothing's going to go to waste. And it's difficult to retrain yourself after you've gone through that to be like, okay, you know what? I've still got half a plate of food here, but I don't need any more.
Maybe I'll save a little for later for my next meal or for a snack.
I do that. I do that. I make my lunch into two or three meals.
You know, I go grab a sandwich, a chicken sandwich or something, I chop it in half.
Yeah.
I eat half of it. I save it. Maybe a couple hours later, two, 3 hours later, you know, I get a little hungry and I eat another bite or two of it.
Exactly.
And
that's always my plan.
Oh, you eat it all.
It happens to me too.
Like, oh, there's a deal on these footlongs. I'll get the footlong. It's only a couple of dollars more. That's fine. I'll save it for later, and I'll get through my first half of the footlong thinking, well, I could always go for a run later.
I know.
Well, I don't quite have the energy for that, so let me have my bucket of coffee while I chow down the rest
of
the sandwich.
You sound like my husband. Like, that's why he hates buffets, and I love them because I like the variety. I can get my salad, my vegetable, and my protein, and I don't overdo it. I love it. And he, meanwhile, is saying, I'm getting my money's worth.
We all do that, I think. That when you go to a place like that and you're forking out, I don't know, $20 or whatever, we feel like it's a lot of money.
More
so
like
we need to get
35
our money's worth
if you go to Vegas.
Yeah, well, in Vegas you can get a $100 buffet, but we want to get our money's worth, so we eat everything in front of us.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at those. I don't do that. I just eat what I need. I've actually changed my life in the last few years.
You're one of the few,
Jean. Well, I'm hoping I inspire people, you know. We'll see, you know. I pig out sometimes too, obviously, but I try not to.
Yeah, I'm definitely falling into the trap of overindulging myself. I've been out of the military only like 2 or 3 months, and I've noticed that there's a few pounds have started to add on because my eating habit hasn't changed. But I'm not getting up at 5 a.m. to go run 3 miles anymore. Maybe I'll do that on the weekend.
Well, that was something I was going to ask you. Being in the military, I'm sure you guys didn't get to just pig out, right? I mean,
Well, you did. The food was always available if you needed it.
But you were working all the time, too.
Yeah, you are. It's mandatory workout of 3 times a week. They encourage a lot more than that. And
your equipment you carry all the time.
They're very careful not to single you out if you're overweight. But
really?
you definitely feel the pressure.
I'm not sure I've ever seen anybody overweight in the service.
I think I have.
It does happen. It definitely does happen. But it's a case of if you get too overweight and you're unable to make that run time, you're unable to do that amount of push-ups, eventually you do get processed out of the military for inability to adapt to the lifestyle.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's that constant pressure there. And I think a lot of lads, not just myself, when we get out, it's like, oh, I don't have to get up at 5 to run 3 miles.
Yeah, very true. I think that's
I'm going to have a sandwich.
Well, you won't be
and
doing
cereal.
You won't be doing any running this weekend because you guys know that they have the Santana winds today.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Starting. They're supposed to be from 80 miles an hour.
Wow. Yeah. It's going to blow my little butt away.
Yeah. 60 to 80, but they said in some areas it's going to be 80. And then I guess there's a big fire watch too. So any of you people out there that live in a canyon area, like
start
I know we do.
Yeah, and anyone on a motorcycle, I know I'm very glad that mine's parked up right now, but just be very careful with those winds. It just takes a moment to be caught off guard. I know I've gone around a corner in the canyons before, and a gust of wind has just caused me to drift over into the other lane. It's a frightening thing. And with 60 miles an hour going on, I'm not even going to risk getting on my bike till that's over with.
What would you do in that case? Just pull over?
I'd come to the next safe spot to take a rest, probably.
Or you just pull over there on the freeway and tough it out.
Look for the nearest resort.
Yeah.
Stay for the night.
No,
that's awesome. We really need to be careful with those Santa Ana winds because a lot of things come with the Santa Ana winds. Mm-hmm. It's not just the winds and people getting distracted while they're driving or whatnot, but it's the fires,
it's
the dust storms, it's gravel being put on the pathways or the highways or whatnot. Which, you know, if you're on a bike, like Andy said, a little bit of gravel on that street and you're going 60, 70 miles an hour. Really easy to cause an accident, so it's really tough, so be really careful.
I've never been caught in a dust storm on a motorcycle, but I have been caught on one on foot and in a vehicle before. And it's just so overwhelming how quickly that can come up. Not so much in the area of Ventura that we're in right now, but out in
Arizona.
The desert area. Yeah, I mean, they say you can't see your hand in front of your face, and I've actually experienced that. It is really trippy.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, you're going along, maybe I'll slow down to 50 miles an hour because I'm not quite sure what the weather's going to be like. And then 20 yards down the street, and you're down to less than 20-foot visibility.
Oh. You must ride your motorcycle every day, right?
I try to. I enjoy it.
That's your car?
I bought the motorcycle because it gets 65 miles to the gallon, and my Jeep gets about 15 miles to the gallon.
Okay.
I love my
Jeep.
It's
pretty good for a Jeep, actually.
It is. I love my Jeep, but I just can't afford to keep that on the road.
Yeah. Jeannie, a few weeks ago, you said you went to one of these big conventions in Las Vegas for, alarm companies and different electronic companies coming out. What is the newest and greatest thing? I know I just purchased a new property that I'm going to be moving in here to shortly, and I kind of wanted to ask you, what can I install on my home, one, to be technologically advanced, and two, to protect my home and to maybe be able to watch it from wherever I'm at? What would you recommend for somebody in my situation? What do you think would be good for me?
Well, I recommend, I've always said we've sold burglar alarms for years and to businesses and homes, but I've always said you need to put the fire alarm in. I mean, speaking of fires that are coming, the fire alarm to me is so important. It will save your life. If you're asleep, the fire alarm will go off. It alerts you. You're out of the house. Dispatches the fire department. And then the burglar alarm, of course, is always there and makes you feel safe. And that's very, very important. But to me, I always think of a fire. That's the silent killer, And also the carbon monoxide. You know that is a law now. Every home must have it. So if you do have call your alarm company.
Can you guys go to homes and, check it out? Be like, hey, you might want to install this alarm or that alarm or the other.
Do.
It really something. Can you guys go out there and do that for somebody and give them recommendations?
Absolutely. That's one of the best ways to go. And because there's all types of systems out there, starting from a nice reasonable price, and they go all the way up to as extravagant as you want to go. But right now, the big thing is you can actually watch your home from your cell phone. You can turn on and off your lights. And it's affordable. You can turn on and off your lights. You can turn on and off your temperature. You can turn on your spa if you want before you get home.
That is just cool.
And you can see your house, and also you can have.
So if I'm going home with a hot date, and I want to let me get the spa ready.
You'll turn off that camera if you're married.
No. So as I turn on the spa and I dim the lights and I turn on the radio with my alarm, is that what
you
it is
can do? That you can do it all from your phone. Yes, you can.
Light the candles from the phone too. The electric candles.
It's also a built-in babysitter. When your kids come home, when they turn on and off the alarm, there's their picture right there, and you can see them walking in.
Oh, that's nice.
Watch to see what they're doing.
That's so crazy. I remember getting my cell phone, and remember this was years ago, going to my friends like, hey, look at this. I don't even have to talk to this person. I'm going to send a text message.
Oh, I know.
Look at that. Didn't even have to make a call.
It took me a while to, everybody else was texting, but I was not, and I just thought, I don't need to do that. I can email, Well, all of a sudden, I tried
How
the
about
texting,
now,
and my gosh, it's like night and day,
So, it's so quick and efficient, isn't it?
It's the best.
Really.
Yeah,
I really
don't even like picking my phone up now. It's like, oh, they're calling me. Can't they just text? Don't they know I'm busy doing absolutely nothing?
Exactly, because you can text and say, can we talk now? I mean, how easy is that?
You know what?
Right?
Clients call me, different people call me. I tell them, just feel free to call me or text me or email me. It's probably easier because you can get a hold of me anytime. Even if I'm busy, I'll return a text real quick or an email. Mm. So go ahead and do that. So it's really great. I really like that. So the new alarms. I think I want you guys. So if I call you guys and I say, hey, can you guys Valley Alarms? Can you guys come out to my home and give me some recommendations
Absolutely.
Or some opinions?
Absolutely.
What is that going to cost somebody, or is it something you guys?
Oh no, that's free. You can come out and access your home if you have another alarm company.
Can we set an appointment?
Yes, you can. And you can look us up. We're at valleyalarm.com, and all our information is there, and we'd be glad to come out. And even if you have another alarm company, if you're not happy, we can advise you which way to go. There's so many options. But find out about it. Don't just sit home and have nothing.
The big thing also, Jeannie, with Valley Alarms, is a lot of real estate agents. I'm a real estate broker, and there's a lot of real estate agents that don't know about the carbon monoxide detector. And last minute, they have an appraiser that comes out, or an inspector says, nope, this house doesn't pass because it needs a carbon monoxide detector, but it's the law now. and they don't know about it. They're like, carbon monoxide detector, what do I do now? Where is that at? What do I do? Let me call my contractor. You don't, no need for that, right?
No need. No. Nope, nope,
So you can just call Valley Alarms and you guys can take care of it for them.
That's
right.
And if you have an alarm code, no matter who you're with, you should be calling them if they're not calling you already, which I'm sure they have or they've sent out notices. You do need to have that in your home. It is the law.
I actually have a question about that. I'm in a rental property right now and I've got the alarms. I don't know what they're detecting.
anything.
I know they
does
go
the
off.
Does the light go on and off when you
walk
in front of it?
They go off when he cooks, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's every time I turn the stove on and that's the only time it goes
You should get a new chef in that house. That's
now, you know, there's nothing wrong with those. There's two types. The type that alarm companies install are different. The frequency just picks up more on the smokes. It's not gonna pick up on moisture in the air like a lot of times the alarms that you'll get at Home Depot, which they're good too. I'm just saying
they're different.
They're very, very sensitive.
The $9 to $80.
And they also don't report. So it's just going to alert you. If you're home, fine, but if you're not there, you'll never know that that went
so your
off.
Fire alarms, if it goes off, is going to alert the fire department?
Yeah. First of all, it goes to the central station. We
so
set
you're
going to
get a lot of calls at your house, Andy, if it's so easy to alert. Well, you have a lot of firemen.
No, they're going to call you first. They always call you first.
Really?
And you always set up that with your alarm company. That's what you do. You personalize with, and you find out, okay, do I want to be called first? Or you go straight to the fire department or police department. But you can't just go straight to fire or police in these days because you will be fined. So you make that decision because you know your home. And if you had your camera on your your phone or in your home, you can look at your phone
at
and
your
say, "Whoa!
Fire.
Oh, now, it's just Andy cooking again.
There's nobody in there. That's the darn dog. No, no, don't dispatch. You know, so there's many different ways.
That's
and
awesome.
I should remind everybody. You know, we're all chit chatting here, Andy and David and I. We are at. In case you're just tuning in, we're at KKZZ. AM 1400. And if you want to call in with a question, pop us a question. It's 805-639-0008. My name's Jeannie. I'm in for Kim today, who's on a little vacation, which is really, really much deserved for her. And we miss her. And she's on an airplane. She can't even call us. I wish she would otherwise, or she'd be texting us or Facebooking us. That's another thing. You can Facebook us.
Change the topic, guys. Come
That's
on.
Right. And you can also catch the show again at 1 o'clock. Monday through Fridays, it comes on from 1 to 2. So just so you know where you're at on that dial.
That's awesome, Jeannie. The other thing I want to remind people about is that we were talking earlier about the real estate thing and whatnot, and new home buyers, investors, all that good stuff. It's really something that you really need to talk to your local real estate professional that you trust. Talk to your lender. Don't pre-qualify yourself. I've said it 10 times now, but every time I talk to somebody, and they're saying, yeah, we rent, you know, we've been on our job for this long, we have good credit. Why are you renting again?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I qualify because of this or, you know, I think it's too difficult
to
buy.
Well, they need
to
find that out.
Aren't the lenders difficult?
Yes.
Aren't the lenders tougher nowadays?
Yeah.
Who the heck said that? Your neighbor that doesn't know anything about real estate? Come on, get real. Talk to somebody who knows what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Who's doing this day in and day out. I don't know if we're taking a break to pay some bills or
yeah, I can take us off for a quick break. And
we should go for a quick break,
we'll
and then we'll come right back. Okay, we'll see you in 2.
I'm staring out into the night, trying to hide the pain. Going to the place where love and feeling good don't ever cost a thing. And the pain you feel.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands. happens with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Why not give someone you love the gift of music this holiday season? Music is a gift that will last a lifetime, and at the Lewis Music Academy, my family and I will personalize a gift certificate for you and your special someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and brass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Hello, we are back, and you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I am not Kim, I'm Jeannie. She is away, but she is listening. Now, we had a good show today. It's like we learned about weight and what we can tell our children and how to guide them by being good examples. And David, I know that you're listening to that with your 13-month.
I am, definitely. A lot of motivation and inspiration today here for me. And every day on the Kim Pagano Show, that's what it's all about, motivating and inspiring people
so
every
no
day in every way, she said,
Frappuccino
right?
for you. No pizza for Andy.
Oh.
and I'm just going to go out there and have my black coffee. I'll just be fine, right? No problem. Okay, so you know that every time that Kim ends her show, she always has a mommy moment. And, of course, she wrote down her mommy moment for me to tell everyone today. And her mommy moment is, people who give will never be poor.
Wow.
Now, you guys think about that. That's
quite
pretty,
profound.
pretty heavy
I
words.
Like
powerful. What a great show. Thank you for having me on today, Jeannie. Mm-hmm.
You're
and,
welcome.
Andy. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And you all have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, don't forget us. Come back tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Oh, you make me smile. Even when you're gone, somehow you come along just like a flower poking through the sidewalk crack. And just like that, you steal away.